Grace and peace to you, and welcome to Faith Lutheran Church. My name is Candace Wassell. I'm the pastor here at Faith. It is such a joy to have you visit with us. You are welcome, so welcome in every part of Faith's community. You are welcome to join us in person at worship on Sundays. You're welcome to visit us online. You're welcome in our mission and our fellowship, and most important, you are welcome at the Lord's table. Grace to you and peace from God our Creator and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. If I am talking fast, it's because I've had three Mountain Dews in the last 2 hours. I might actually have a heart attack up here. Merry Christmas to you. I'm so glad that you're here at Faith. It is just our favorite time of the year. So I have a little boy, Julian. He's 4 years old. And he is turning out to be quite the pastor's kid because he, for myriad reasons, but mostly he is just not impressed with anything going on at church. And so about a month ago in his Sunday school class, they started talking about Christmas. And his Sunday school teacher starts talking and talking about this amazing, wonderful thing that God did so long ago. And she talks about the angel who visited Joseph, and the shepherds in their fields, about the miracle of Jesus, who started out as this little special baby in his mommy's tummy. And it's at this point in the story, I'm told, that Julian raises his hand and says, I was a baby in my mama's tummy. Like, what is the big deal? I am just as special as Jesus. Thank you, Julian. And in some ways, I will admit that Julian has just the teensiest little bit of a point. There is nothing really special about this scene. Yes, I'll grant you, angels appear. Yes, a virgin is with child. But when you boil it all down, what you are left with is a baby born in less than ideal circumstances, to parents with few options. And that, unfortunately, in both Jesus' time and ours, is pretty ordinary stuff. Mary is a single mom. Joseph's a manual laborer. Shepherds work overnight shifts. There's no extra beds for the working poor. Sounds like a typical Sunday night just about anywhere in the world. But it's actually when we get to this ordinary scene, when we strip away the music, the nostalgia, the prophecies, the presence, that we are actually able to see this grain, this beautiful gospel truth of Christmas. And that truth is that God does his best work in the ordinary, in the mundane of this world, in the dirt, in the muck, in the mire, in the chaos, and in the heartache, and in joy, and in the successes. Everything that is so everyday and ordinary to us is actually a birthing place for God's divine purpose. Simple homes, quiet corners, are actually empty mangers ready for healing and mercy and hope and joy and love to be made new. And I was thinking about what this looks like. And a few weeks ago, I am down in our preschool during school hours. Just an average, ordinary day. And I can't even tell you what day it was. That's just how mundane it was. But I did happen to see Julian, my four-year-old, who goes to preschool here at Faith, walking through the hallway with a little girl named Elowen. And I was close enough that I could hear them, but they did not see me, so I got to just observe this little scene. And what I saw was that Elowen put her hand on Julian's shoulder. And that made him turn to her and kind of go dumbstruck. And he said, I love you. The boy's easy. And she says, oh, I didn't know that. I love you too, Julian. And they just fell into this sweet little hug. I know, beautiful. And then they carry on down the hallway. That is Christmas. Love piercing the ordinary. Brothers and sisters, Christmas reminds us that every now and then, God searches his creation and spots an ordinary place and reaches down from heaven to touch it. And nothing is ever the same when he does. And that is good news for me, because I am, aside from all that you see here, fairly ordinary. There are some exceptional things about me. I mean, I do not want to put words in my husband's mouth, but I am sure he would tell you I am an exceptional wife, beyond reproach. He better. But beyond his thoughts, my life, with its particular failures and successes, with its sin and with its overwhelming doubt, is ordinary. And I am guessing that yours is too. I'm guessing that it is so ordinary that at times it feels like it has got nothing to do with God's purpose. The truth is, I know a lot of you. I know Faith. I know that there are some of you feeling like God is so far away right now. And if that's you, then hear again your Christmas gospel. God chose to get close, to dwell in this messy, ordinary once before, and so God can choose to do it again, to dwell in your messy, ordinary life still. That's what the incarnation is. That is what Emmanuel is. God, in Jesus, chose to yoke himself to humanity, to share in our ordinary lives. And people were transformed by that love. With Jesus, ordinary shepherds become messengers of hope. With Jesus, an ordinary carpenter becomes a father capable of adopting and loving someone else's son. With Jesus, an ordinary woman is capable of doing extraordinary things and bearing incredible burdens. When Jesus gets close, when he dwells in our lives, when he takes space in our hearts and in our arms, it changes us. We find ourselves capable of having moments of divine courage and strength, moments and days and weeks and years when we find ourselves capable of doing things that we didn't think were possible with our ordinary selves. Now, what does that look like? What does that look like to have moments of divine strength and courage? Well, Maureen, this is Captain Florent Groberg, Army Captain Florent Groberg. And you'll notice he's wearing the Medal of Honor, the highest military honor in our country. He was one of only 19 men to receive it after Vietnam, and one of the very few living recipients of the Medal of Honor. But Captain Groberg received that Medal of Honor while he was deployed to the Kunar province in Afghanistan in 2012. Thanks, Maureen. And how did that happen? Well, Groberg saw a suicide bomber walk up to his 28-man detail. He had his eyes on this guy, and he saw the bomb strapped to his chest, and instantly Groberg sprinted to him and grabbed him up in a bear hug and continued to sprint with this suicide bomber in his arms, another 8 seconds, getting him just far enough away from this 28-man detail that when the bomb detonated, most of them survived. And Groberg absorbed the blast, and it threw him 20 feet in the air. And miraculously, he lived. Now, that is an incredible story, and you can read more about it in his biography, 8 Seconds of Courage. But truth be told, that is not for me what this gospel message is about tonight. What this gospel message is about tonight is what happened to Groberg a couple of years before. Don't mind me, Carson. A couple of years before Afghanistan. You see, the truth is, Captain Groberg was a pretty ordinary soldier. He had made it to Ranger School, but he struggled. And as he was struggling through Ranger School, he got to day 40, and his class got to the mountain phase, which is arguably one of the hardest phases of Army Ranger School. And he had been struggling before he got to mountain phase. Day 40 hits, and Groberg turns to his pal, Staff Sergeant Eric Gallardo, and said, "I quit." But Eric Gallardo wasn't ordinary. He had been an exceptional soldier before Ranger School. He was already a decorated war hero, having received the Silver Star for gallantry before being accepted into Ranger School. So when Groberg said to him, "I quit," Eric replied instantly, "Tell you what, if you quit right now, I promise I will quit with you." And Groberg and every other guy in that class knew that Eric Gallardo was a man who kept his promise. And even though he was absolutely nowhere near quitting himself, he made a promise to Groberg, and that promise gave him his second wind. Eric Gallardo was willing to yoke himself to this ordinary guy looking quit. He was willing to share Groberg's fate, and it got him through to the end, and it transformed Groberg into a guy capable of 8 seconds of divine strength and courage years later. Now, you know, most of us, almost none of us, will likely need the kind of courage that Groberg needed in Afghanistan, but nearly all of us will have the opportunity to sacrifice parts of our lives for the sake of ordinary neighbors, to yoke ourselves to those struggling with faith and doubt, with illness and heartache, to reach down from our place of blessing and bring moments of divine healing, hope, and mercy. And for those of you who are the ones in the dirt, in the muck and the mire of ordinary right now, struggling with your health, struggling to be a caregiver, struggling with relationships, with work, with faith and doubt, your good news is that you are surrounded by a room full of shepherds who have seen this thing that has come to pass, and they are headed out into this Christmas Eve night to bring the light of Jesus to you and all people who need God to pull them close. It happened before, it will happen again. Thanks be to God. Amen. The most valuable message we have to share at Faith is the promise we have in Jesus. We come together every Sunday to share this good news in the reading of Scripture and sharing of Holy Communion. It is these two acts of worship that we learn of the forgiveness, peace, and joy that Jesus has won for us on the cross. These gifts also belong to you and we hope you will feel welcome to receive them. After we've shared worship together, we trust that we are ready to be sent out into the world to serve our neighbor, and you're welcome to join us in that great work as well. There are so many opportunities at Faith to be the hands and feet of Jesus in the world. It's what we feel called to do. It's what we're passionate about. Above all, I want to encourage you in your faith. No matter where you're at in your journey with Christ, you are welcome to visit Faith as often as you are able. But whatever you do, keep searching. There is a church family set aside just for you, and I trust the Holy Spirit will place you right where you need to be.